Testing in the House Chamber, Legislator Day 6.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Kidwell. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Kidwell.
Good afternoon. If you all would bow your heads and join me. Lord, we come before you this day, this session, to do the work you have sent us to do. We ask you to keep your hand upon us, guide us in your ways. Please provide us with the wisdom to make decisions you will find right and just. Keep us ever mindful that our words, deeds, and votes impact the lives of those that we represent, that our decisions affect every citizen of this great state, those here today and those yet to be born, that we defend those rights described by our founders as natural and unalienable, because they knew those rights came from you, our one God and Creator. We seek your guidance while working with the treasures of your people, that we may be wise enough to do like the servants who were given the talents and return to the owners more than what was entrusted to them. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 2nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for February 2nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Sane, Christian Baker, Clemens, and Turner, House Bill 41, amend lawful age to marry 18 years of age.
Family, Children, and Aging Policy Committee of favorable rules.
Representatives Lambeth, Sane, Arp, and Elmore, House Bill 42, 2020 COVID Relief Bill Modifications.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representatives Cleveland and Clampett, House Bill 43, Protect North Carolina Workers Act.
Commerce, if favorable. Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Hannick and Goodwin, House Bill 44, Clarified Terminal Growing Definition.
Environment, if favorable. Regulatory reform, if favorable, rules.
Representative Warren, House Bill 45, Transportation Museum Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Cleveland, Stevens, Warren, and Rydell, House Bill 46, State Human Resources Act, Stronger Whistleblower Protection.
State Personnel, if favorable. Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Kidwell, Hannick, Carson Smith, and Goodwin, House Bill 47, Concealed Carry in the General Assembly.
Judiciary 3, if favorable. State Government, if favorable, rules. Mr. Clerk, members, the chair is going to appoint Representative Hannig to serve as a member of the Committee on Health. Members, tomorrow, per the announcement last week, there will be recorded votes at tomorrow's session. So the chair believes there will be definitely one bill, possibly two bills on tomorrow's calendar. And there will also be committee meetings as well. We're at the point for notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The House Health Committee will meet tomorrow at 2 p.m. in room 643.
Thank you. Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Harster, is also recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the House Education Universities Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 643. The original notice was for 11 a.m., but because of session, we're moving that up to 10 a.m. That's the House Education Universities Committee tomorrow, 10 a.m., room 643. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort? Representative Kidwell, rise.
An announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Freedom Caucus will meet this afternoon at 3 p.m., conference room 2226, near Representative Dixon's office.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Brunswick? Representative Miller, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to announce the formation of the Law Enforcement Caucus. The Law Enforcement Caucus seeks to highlight the ways in which the General Assembly can offer support to law enforcement on both sides, both the state and the local levels. We will hold consistent briefings between the House and the Senate on pressing law enforcement issues to equip law enforcement officers with the proper tools and support needed to continue to protecting our communities and ensuring public safety. We will do so by using our voices effectively in the North Carolina General Assembly to promote sensible change. The leadership for this caucus will be between myself and Representative Carson Smith. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Noted. For what purpose, gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman asks for.
Colleagues, the Rules Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February 4th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Adams, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, February 4th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Representative Moffitt is recognized to send forth the Alcoholic Beverage Control Committee report, House Bill 4, extend ABC permit renewal fee deferral, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 4 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. From the Senate, the following special messages received from the Senate. Senate Bill 36, second edition to bills to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to 2020 COVID-19 relief legislation. This bill having been read a first time, Senate Bill 36 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.